The following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from New Hartford, Iowa. Participating in today's public affairs program are Vern Bloyd of KOKX Radio in Keokuk and Russ Mitchell of the Dickinson County News. The first question will come from KOKX's Vern.
Senator Grassley, of course, with Congress coming up within the next month, they're taking a little bit of a break. Coming up in the next term, what are some of the things that Congress will be working on?
Well, maybe I should just answer the question between now and Christmas. The number one thing is making sure that government is funded through the rest of the fiscal year, and that's got to be done by December the 11th. And then sometime in November, we'll have to decide on how much to extend the borrowing authority of the federal government. And the third thing is highway bill, which has to be done before October the 29th. The Senate has passed a highway bill for the next 6 years, for the first time in about 10 years that we passed a long-range highway bill. We need to pass a long-range highway bill, so we're waiting for the House of Representatives. Hopefully, we'll come to the same conclusion, and we can get that done. Now, I mentioned just three things. There will be some other things up. Like Monday, when we go back, we'll have a vote on ending sanctuary cities, which is an immigration bill that has mandatory five-year sentences for undocumented workers that are deported because they committed an aggravated felony. And if they come back into the country like that guy did that murdered that girl in San Francisco, then they're going to get an automatic five-year prison sentence. So that's where we are right now on things for next week, and then three things for the next 2.5 months.
Russ?
Thanks. Senator Grassley, just saw an email pop up from your office, and you it kind of addresses the issue of the Bureau of Prisons and their decision to remove pork from federal prison menus. Can you touch on that a little bit, what you're
just talking? Yes, I'll be glad to give you an interview, and if you can put it out on the wire, I'd appreciate it, because it just was announced today, and I just sent the letter yesterday, and about 48 hours before that, we got wind of the fact that they presumably had taken some survey in the Bureau of Prisons and had come to the conclusion that prisoners thought that pork was the least like food that they get served. So obviously we got to satisfy the prisoners, so we'll quit buying pork. It raises a lot of questions. Let us see the questions. How much did it cost to do the survey? And do you realize that pork is a big industry in Iowa? Well, anyway, when we found out about this, we sent a letter asking these and other questions. And within 24 hours after getting the letter, they decided to start serving pork again. So I think that you have to conclude that Washington's another example, Washington being an island surrounded by reality, not a lot of common sense there. And so this senator from the Midwest raised a lot of common sense questions that was very difficult for them to answer, and they decided to cave into this senator and start serving pork. So it's a battle won, I'd like to say, for the pork industry, but more importantly, it's a battle won for common sense government. It's also a battle for us to find out more about how some bureaucracies just simply waste money.
Vern?
Senator, recently President Obama talked about, going on in the Middle East, some of the events going on there, and some of the help that they've been getting. What's your take on that?
Well, I can give you my opinion. There's probably not much, because the president's commander-in-chief, we can do things through speeches, through resolutions, through consultations, through having congressional hearings. But if the president is prone on continuing down the road he has of not showing leadership, then my comment is that when the United States gave up its leadership, and you remember the famous words, leading from behind, and then you don't have any followers, or you remember the famous line in the sand against chemical weapons, and then there wasn't any consequences for violating it. That leaves one big vacuum of leadership. That vacuum previously was filled for 40 or 50 years by the United States, because our whole program in the Middle East was to keep Russia out of the Middle East. They were pretty active there in the 50s and 60s. Then we finally got them disengaged, and now that vacuum's there, and guess who's filling it? Russia is. And it looks like we're even going beyond Russia, that Cuba may be sending troops over there to help the Russians. And so we have a president that's being real nice to the communist Castros, and look at, they put a thumb right in the eye of America through our president, and see what they can get away with. We do nice things. I don't agree with the nice things we did, but then we get spit on by the Cubans, just as another example, or get spit on by the Russians. And so it's just being filled. Now, I think that we will continue to do what we've been doing, in other words, using having troops on the ground there as advisors and use our airplanes. But I think we're going to be outshone by the Russians, and the Russians are going to look better than we do, and we're going to lose credibility. And when you lose credibility, your friends won't follow you, and your enemies are emboldened by your lack of action.
Russ?
Thank you. I know you get asked this kind of a question quite often, Senator, but the Republican field is quite large right now. What is your approach still the same in terms of not endorsing candidates as the Iowa caucuses approach? And then also, what kinds of things do you need to hear from certain candidates in order to feel comfortable with them throughout the nomination process?
Well, you're right. I haven't endorsed, and I can hear any good things I want to hear, but I'm still not going to endorse. And I think that's the right thing for a leader of the Republican Party in Iowa to do, because of the fact that we want to invite everybody here. And maybe if Chuck Grassley endorsed somebody, a lot of other people would feel, why come, you know? And I think what I want to hear, particularly from the three candidates that have never been in government, because I know where those that have served in Congress or as governors, they've got policies, I know where they're coming from. But I want to hear a little more from the three candidates. I want to know that they know how our federal government functions, their relationship, and how they're going to work with the Congress of the United States, what they're going to do to help Congress do our constitutional job of oversight. Are they going to be transparent, or are they going to stonewall like this administration did, giving us information? And then this country's got a lot of problems, and what are some of their solutions to those problems? I hear a lot about deal-making. I hear a lot about working with people. I hear a lot about I'm going to do this or do that, but I think we need more concrete terms coming from them.
Vern?
Yes, Senator. Of course, the next several months, some of the things about energy and what is the Congress going to be working on, wind or oil or our different ventures.
Yeah. You know, I didn't mention that's one of the important things that's got to be done. Hopefully it'll be done by a separate bill. And wind and biofuels and 52 different tax extenders. One I always get questions about is Section 179, so you can expense $500,000 of depreciated stuff in 1 year. But all those 52 are very important to the economy. And I know that they're important to Southeast United States or Southeast Iowa, because of wind. We got so many component wind manufacturing from Des Moines down to Lee County, a lot of that. And the wind energy tax credit's very, very important for that. But now there's some talk that it might be put into the same bill that funds government for next year. If it's put in the way that the Senate passed it for the years 15 and 16, it won't be so bad it gets passed later this year, because I was hoping when it got out of committee in June that, in fact, we'd get it done yet during the summer. But here we are almost as late as Reid took the issue last year, as an example. But I'm going to be pushing for it, I can assure you of that.
Thank you, Vernon Russ, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.